Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Felicia Flores, supervisor. How may I help you?
Yes. My name is Darlene Smith. I have gotten my Belk's bill today, and I've been charged for something from Sweet Nourish, two things. One is $18.97 and one is $59.97. And then something from two things from Jakalka. $5.97 and $69.97. I have no idea in the world what this is.
What's your zip code?
32277.
And what's the person's last name?
Darlene Smith.
Can you verify your address?
5948 Covered Creek Lane, Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay, so I see where you completed a survey, and you completed that survey, and it could have been with Costco, Amazon, Walgreens. One of those retailers you ordered on February 1st, and you had the earbuds mailed out to you. Well, you actually paid that the pods, the ear pods, the melody pods, and I showed the post office and confirmation of that order that was delivered. And you initially paid $5.97 to have those delivered to your address?
Well, I've got them right here. I didn't order them, but they're right here. I had no idea what came. It said Hype Gadgets, the packing label, no telephone number, something at 105 Sierra Way in Milpitas, California. And showing $5.97 for both of them, and I didn't order them, and they're right here, you know, where they've not been used whatsoever. I didn't know what to do with them. And now, see, there's some, you know, it's gotten on my Belk's bill, these tremendous charges for them.
Okay, so... Do you not recall ordering the earbuds when you completed that survey back on February 1st?
No.
And the charge was billed at $5.97?
That's what this packing label shows, $5.97 for the pods and $5.97 for a watch. I mean, I haven't ordered either one of them. And they're
have you had
right
anyone
here,
else at your home that could have placed the order?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, because what happened is with you being transferred over to the fraud department, if everything matches, and I just want you to be aware that we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure that you do not recall authorizing or giving anyone permission to pay the shipping and handling, which was $5.97 to have that item delivered to your address.
I don't even want this stuff. It looks like junk that's come here.
Okay, what I was asking if you recall giving anyone permission, because when we investigate this, when it comes back, we have to prosecute that person. So that's why I was asking if you recall giving anyone permission to use your card to pay the shipping costs for $5.97. to have the watch shipped out to you?
No.
Okay, because it's recorded. So we'll be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address, because the IP address is giving me the same address that you verified, and that tells us where the order was placed from. So whomever ordered this product ordered it from your address, because the IP, that's an internal security measure that we use to make sure that the orders are not fraudulent. So the IP address picked up your exact location, and it came back to the address that you just verified. So we will contact the police department and provide them with the IP address and where the order originated from, as well as we will call the Postal Service to just verify where they delivered the order to, because, you know, you stated that you do have the product, and the Post Office confirmed delivery of that order as well.
Yeah, they've been sent to me. I mean, they're still in the box, because I don't know what in the world. You know, they were who was sending them. I know somebody else. I have a friend who's a friend of hers who's got the same kind of junk. They're junk stuff. You know, they're not good quality. I didn't order them, and I don't want them. Who in the world to return this stuff to?
Okay, so like I said, I'll go ahead and follow up with the fraud department on my end, and we'll get everything started with the process. Bear with me one moment.
How do I return this stuff?
Well, with it being under investigation, we can't take the return back right now. So you will have to hang on to it until the investigation has been completed, and then we'll notify you once everything is already documented and sent over to the police department for their investigation to begin.
You're going to contact the Jacksonville, Florida police about it?
We'll have to send the IP over to your police department.
In Florida?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and the police... And what if I told the police I don't want this junk? I want to try, I'd make an attempt to send the stuff back.
Okay, the reason why we have to do that, ma'am, is because the address that you verified, the 5948 Covered Creek Lane in Jacksonville, Florida, is the same address where it's showing this order was placed from.
Okay. But you don't want this stuff back?
Well, we can't take return orders back.
You can't take a return order back and take it off of a card? I've never heard of a place that, you know, wouldn't take anything back that was not used.
Okay, I'm so very sorry, but let me just go ahead and place you on a brief hold, Ms. Smith, and I'll go ahead and start that investigation, okay?
Okay.
One moment, please, ma'am.
I'm sure I got scammed. Here it is, $150. Right. She said she had to call the Jacksonville police about it.
But what you really want is to dispute the charges.
Right. I'm saying, well, why can't I return this stuff? She says, well, you can't return it when this. Where is this other piece? Is he taking that?
The very first thing, you could have just wrote on the package, return to sender.
Okay, thank you so very much for holding, Ms. Smith. So I went ahead and started the investigation, so you will see a temporary refund back into your account within the next 5 to 7 business days. And then once the investigation has been completed, then we'll reach out back to you with the authorities, okay, regarding that fraudulent order.
Okay.
So make sure that you put that package in a safe place because it is under investigation right now, okay?
Okay, because, I mean, it's junky stuff. And I don't need it. I don't want it.
Okay. Would there be anything else for you?
No, that's it.
Okay. I do thank you for calling Customer Care. You have a good night.
Okay. You too. Bye.
Thank you.